transmitters? We don't need no stinking transmitters.
That is correct. We have no need of transmitters here. Welcome to Knoxville, Tennessee Area News, part of the much larger Reconstructionist Radio News Network that has podcasts spread throughout the United States, Canada, and into Australia. I'm your host, John Cummins. This program features local news stories from the Knoxville, Morristown, Sevierville metropolitan area of Tennessee. We bring you news with an ethical, judicial perspective that you may not have previously considered. The background music you hear is called Desert Rain from the excellent Dutch band Trinity. You can find their music at bandtrinity.com. Let's get on with the news. This evening we're going to look at some events that are coming up for Christmas in this area, the Knox County area, 13 counties surrounding Knox County, and we'll hit and miss some of them. But tonight I have a guest. And introduce yourself.
Well, I'm Sharon Cummins. I'm married to you, John Cummins.
Well, I'm glad to have you here tonight because sometimes it just helps a little when you're looking at events to go back and forth and interact a little. And what I would like to do is I've chosen some events. We can call this a pre-Christmas issue of episode 2 of the this Reconstructionist Network podcast for Knox area. But I would like to, I have several different events that are coming up in the area, different counties, not every county's here, but I'm going to ask for your, some of the interplay and ideas that you might have about how much you might like to go to one of these.
Okay,
and going from 1 to 5, and 5 being the highest score. So you can score it, and then just, we can go back and forth and what you might like or not like about it, okay? So
five is the highest.
5 is the highest score. Okay. So, Sharon, the first one we have is Jefferson City's Hometown Christmas. It's their first one that they've ever had, and this is going to be a parade that starts at Mossy Creek Station and winds its way through the community, and there's going to be parade floats. Participants will sparkle with holiday lights and glow-in-the-dark designs. Does that sound fun to you?
Yeah, it does sound fun. One thing that sounds fun about it is the fact that you get to see neighbors and friends, maybe even our kids and grandkids will be there.
That's right.
It's worth going out to.
So this is real local, you know. Anything with Mossy Creek in it, we kind of like because it was the original name for Jefferson City.
And it's not a big place anyway, so you're going to see people you know.
No, and even though we're from Newmarket, just right down the road is Jefferson City, and it's the large city. We're the small city of Newmarket. Okay, let's look at a second. What do you give that? Between a 1 and a 5, what's your rating for, you know, potentially going?
5.
Okay. All right, I'm going to jump into another one. Are you ready for the next one?
Ready.
Okay, we're going to jump into Knoxville. This is A Christmas Carol at the Clarence Brown Theater on the campus of the University of Tennessee in Knoxville. So now we're in the city of Knoxville. What do you say about that?
What is it? Is it real?
Well, I failed to mention that on the first. We may have to go back when the parade is in Mossy Creek. But the Christmas Carol runs from November 29th all the way to Saturday the 22nd at various times, and on the webpage people will be able to go and see how to get tickets and that kind of thing. But it's by, the music's by John Tanner, and
is it the one we've already seen?
I am not sure if it's the same one that we saw before. We have seen this twice before at the University of Tennessee, I believe. And what did you think when you saw, I believe it was a Minnesota adaptation of the
you know, I can only remember the last one, and
okay.
I loved it. It was delightful.
And I, the way I recall it, is both of them were really well done.
Yeah.
Really well done. What would you give this from 1 to 5?
It's a 5.
Okay, there, we have 2 5s so far, and I'll try to remember to tell the dates on these at each point. The historic.
I think the parade is the second Saturday.
The
December.
Second Saturday.
I
well,
read that.
Okay. So that parade was the second Saturday, which I believe is the 8th. I don't have my calendar in front of me, but Okay, the third item is also in Knox County, the historic Ramsey House.
What about it?
Well, I believe we went there many, many moons ago. Mm-hmm. And as I recall, it was decorated for Christmas, and you get a little tour through there. Everybody should do it once. It's a very historical. As I remember, it's one of the older homes left standing from way on back. I don't remember
the days.
Pioneer days. But you know, it's kind of neat during Christmas time to see some of these historical items. I think just do you know a little bit different than just the Christmas lighting here and there. And
they decorated they had it the time we went. It was Christmas decorations. And they used natural things and things that they decorated with back in 1700s. So it was like, you know, popcorn on the tree and I think candles on the tree. And it seems like there was a big deal about a pineapple. Do you remember that? It's like
no.
Wealthier people, if they could get a pineapple, that was a really big deal for Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like that was part of it.
So your rating on the Ramsey House is...
Well, because I've done it before and there's other things to do,
mm-hmm.
for me personally, 2.
Right. But I mean, if for the first time, say if you were a first time and didn't know anything about it, you know, if we're talking to other people.
Then I would say 5.
Okay. And I'd probably say a 4. And for myself, I don't want to really see it again. But like you said, the first time, it's mm-hmm. really, really fun. And I think sometimes they even have choirs and stuff out there, too.
Mm-hmm.
So it's just very interesting to see what it was like a long time ago, how people celebrated Christmas. This is a good one. Again, it's Knox County, and this only happens once or twice a year. But I believe you and I have been in this cave. Christmas in a cave. Come to the Cherokee Caverns and celebrate a little bit of Christmas with us as we walk the Christmas cave path among stalactites and stalagmites, with thousands of twinkling Christmas lights and enchanting Christmas music. Now, I don't seem to have the date of that one on there, but I'll try to include it on the webpage. But what do you think about Christmas in a Cave?
Where is that?
It's out Western Avenue, I believe, going towards Oak Ridge.
Mm-hmm. That's so bizarre. Oh, that sounds really... I'd like to do it this year.
Okay, and your rating on Christmas 5. In the Cave? 5, okay. So that's 3 in a row from Knox County.
What do you think part about Grinch?
Okay, watch out for the Grinch. He will be meeting you around the turns and twists of the cave as he tries not to capture the Christmas spirit and grow his heart 3 times the size. A little bit of mystery there.
Yeah, it sounds like a fun thing.
This is another one I believe is in... Anderson County. I've got my counties a little mixed up now, but Oak Ridge I'm pretty sure it's in Anderson County.
Well, Oak Ridge is, if it's Oak Ridge, then
and I think this is Anderson County. I'm not sure. I will have to get more details on this and include them on the website because my descriptions are a little cut off, but this is The Lion, the Witch, and the Wardrobe. It is a C.S. Lewis classic.
Oh, it's being done by Pellissippi?
It's being done by the Word Players and the Arts at Pellissippi. So I'm assuming this is at Pellissippi College, which is kind of in between Anderson and Knox mm-hmm. counties out on Pellissippi Parkway. Again, I will have to get more details on this. So what do you think about a play, another play, at this time of the year?
3. For me personally. If it's college kids at Pellissippi, it'll probably be pretty good, but I 3 is all I'll give it. Unless it's professional. If it's professional, I'd give it a 4.
And I might give it a 4 just because, to me, that first book is the one where you have the perpetual winter. And that's kind of, you know, December, and you think of snow and everything. It's a real snowy type of play.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, the WDVX, again, Knox County, WDVX Holiday Ho Ho Hoedown. This is, and for some reason I didn't put the dates down here. I'll get them. I promise everyone out there I will put the dates onto the website on all of these. The WDVX is a station downtown Knoxville, right on the corner of Summit Hill and Gay Street. It's at the Visitor Center, and they I'll mention it right here. They have concerts at noon every day from Monday through Saturday that are free. And it's wonderful. These concerts are on the web. They usually last an hour long. But the WDVX Holiday Ho Ho Hoedown has the AP Strings, the Soulfinger, and I think another group or two down at Market Square Stage. And it's a free event. And this is outside. It'll be there with the Knoxville lights and holiday lights and everything. Bring in the season with the Christmas in the City with WDVX and the Ho Ho Hoedown.
I want you to take me to that one. That's a five.
Okay, we got another five here. So we're doing pretty good in Knoxville.
Wow.
Okay, well, let's go to another one. Hope I'm not bumping this microphone too much. Reindeer Run. The Reindeer Run is going to be on Sunday, December the 2nd, 2018. And now we're talking about Blount County. This is in Merrillville, Tennessee. December the 2nd, Sunday. It has a 5K open and a 1 mile fun run walk. What do you give that?
One.
You give that a one.
For me personally, I'll just stay warm and do yoga at home.
Well, I think I may be right there with you and do a one on this one as well. But I know it's just
if I was Sarah living down there, I might, and she likes to run. Yeah, it's a great thing.
My sister and brother-in-law will probably be there, I would think. Mm-hmm. I don't know if they listen to this, but they would probably give this a five. Mm-hmm. And a long time ago, we may have given it a four. Mm-hmm. But I put it in here because it's interesting this time of the year to think about running, you know, during in December.
Well, it's a reindeer run, so yeah.
Now, here's something totally different. Campbell County, which I don't even know much about, but it's north of us. And they are going to have an annual Campbell County Christmas Parade. It's in La Follette. And I do not have the time, but I will put it on. What would you give that one? With the information
well,
you have.
The Campbell people give it a five. I give it a one.
Okay. Yeah, I probably do too because it's just a little bit, it's kind of far from Newmarket where we live.
And it's a very small community too.
Right.
Maybe it's smaller than Jefferson City, isn't it? Campbell?
Campbell County is definitely smaller than, Jefferson City.
It'd be like the Newmarket Parade, which is just about six things that go by.
Mm-hmm. Okay. I have some, the Smoky Mountain Christmas at Dollywood. And now they decorate over in Dollywood, with lots and lots and lots of lights.
4 million lights.
4 million lights, 20 rides and attractions. What do you give that?
I know my grandchildren are going. I know they've got fives in their eyes. For me this year, because I have done it several times, a one.
Okay, well, I think if I was with someone and had a free ticket, I might consider it in that. I think they have something else new coming along, although I'm not sure if it's there yet or not. So, and I can't remember the name right off. Some of my listeners might know, but there's a lot to do down in Sevierville besides this. I'd give it a three if I had a free ticket. And if my grandkids were with me, I'd give it a four or five.
Hey, if my grandkids are with me, it's a five.
Okay.
I don't care what the deal is, wherever we are.
And just that area in general, Pigeon Forge, Sevierville, they're all in Sevier County, and there's loads and loads of stuff going on there. They have a thing called Sevierville's Winterfest, and that goes on for about 3 months, where they have all the lights through the city. What do you think of that?
Oh, it's beautiful. Yeah, it's fun to go through.
A four? Okay, and I'll give it a four just because there's other things to do down there, and you see it anyway, pretty much. Okay, we're just about done going through this. Want too much dead space here. This is one that I like, and I give at least a four. Knoxville's Holiday on Ice. I think it happens from now and through mid-January at least. But they have an ice skating rink down on Market Square. I believe you can rent the skates, and you can also
skate. Me? One.
Okay, you give that a one.
I'm done skating. I've retired.
I probably give it a four. And if I have my grandkids with me, I give it a five. I love to skate, and it's wonderful. It's outside. And anyway, Knoxville's Holiday on Ice. Let me see if there's anything else here.
We're there skating. I would cheer them on, but I don't think I want to get on skates anymore.
Yeah.
I never got good at it, so safer to stay off them.
Okay, let's make this the last one. This is holiday.
But I just want to say, though, that being down at Market Square is just a fun atmosphere, period, whatever they got going. So just to go down there is fun.
Right, and they're, like we said before, the WDVX is going to have the ho-ho-ho down. And
with that going on and the skating, that'll be really fun to be a part of all that.
Right. Now we're going to go to Anderson County again. Holiday Homecoming Celebration. Now, this one's pretty neat. I'm giving this a 5 right off. I don't want to bias you any, but join us from... This is on December 8th from 5 until 9 in the evening for a walk through time and discover traditions of the 1930s. The rustic cabins at Norris Dam State Park are transformed into a winter village of living history. Cabins are decorated in historical, natural, and cultural themes, as well as honoring the nation's veterans. It's an evening full of historical interpretation, holiday treats, old-time caroling, and of course Saint Nick to tell your Christmas wishes to. Festivities take place on the historic east side. It's 4 hours from 5 to 9 on December the 8th. Holiday homecoming.
2.
You give it a 2?
Mm-hmm.
I might give it a 3 just out of curiosity, and it's only 4 hours. That's probably what I would do.
Outdoors, chilly, and I'm thinking you probably don't get to go in the cabins. You just walk past them. If the cabins were open with fires blazing inside their hearths, now I'd up the number.
Yes.
I bet you they don't do that.
I don't know.
I was thinking it was Appalachian Museum was a part of it, but it's not, is it?
Appalachian Museum is not a part of it, I don't think.
I don't think so either. It's separate. I believe, and you haven't, have mm-hmm. you?
At Christmas?
No, just in general.
No, I've been to the Appalachian Museum, yes, but not at Christmas time. And they probably have something up there, and I probably didn't put it up. Now, these events, there are probably 70 or 80 events going on in the counties around. I've just picked a few.
The Appalachian Museum is definitely an interesting thing to do, and then probably the holidays would be a good time to do it.
Mm-hmm. So there are a lot of things to do in the Knoxville area in this month coming up, and some of them go on into January, like Winterfest down in Sevierville. Now, I just want to give a heads up for something that's coming, I believe, in February, and I'll talk more about it on the next show, episode 3 or 4, but that has to do with a wonderful ballet, and the reason I bring it up, and the reason it pertains to us in the 13-county area is because Sharon and I have had 3 of the people in the ballet over at our house. But this Ballet Magnificat is coming to Cleveland, Tennessee, which is several counties down really towards Chattanooga, I believe in February. But I just wanted to say ahead of time, give a heads up on something that's going to be really good that people in the area might want to consider going to. So Sharon, I thank you a whole lot for your input.
Welcome.
And I'm hoping that some people go and see some of these things, because there's a lot going on, a lot of fun things this time of the year.
Can I say something to the audience?
Yeah.
Hope to see you there. I'm going to be at a few of them.
I have a slight addendum to this latest episode, a couple more events, and a correction. The Ho Ho Hoedown from WDVX happened really quicker than I had expected. I've not checked my dates. So that has already come and gone last night. Friday was the night that the Ho Ho Hoedown happened down in Knoxville. Sharon and I were at a different place altogether. But I have 2 other events that I want to mention, and both are free. So very quickly, the first one is December the 1st, Christmas Jingle and Mingle It will be Saturday, December 1st from 2 to 4, hosted by Jefferson City Christian Church. This is an event for the special needs people, and you can either call 865-471-6132 and contact Beth Arsenault as a volunteer, or if you have a child that needs to be involved, it'll be a time of fellowship with holiday crafts, fun games, festive food, and Christmas carols, and some activities that you won't want to miss. That's called the Christmas Jingle and Mingle, Saturday, December 1st from 2 to 4. It's only 2 hours. Jefferson City Christian Church, Jefferson City, Tennessee. The second event I'm bringing out here because my granddaughter is in it and my grandson's girlfriend, and they're dancing. I'm pretty sure they're dancing. It's called a Christmas Spectacular at New Hope Church in Sevierville, Tennessee. It's up on the hill when you first come in, down Route 66, up on the left, the old Lee Greenwood Theater. From December, it'll be on December 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. You can call for free tickets, 932-4673. That's actually 865-932-4673. It will be 7 p.m. nightly. So again, December 10th, 11th, 12th, and 13th. It will be the Christmas Spectacular at New Hope Church. And those are the events for this Christmas season that I've pointed out. There are many, many more in the 13 counties surrounding Knoxville and including Knox County. So thank you very much for listening to this episode. We could call it Episode 2A from the Reconstructionist Podcast Network. Visit the website for the Knox Area News for more information on these events.